Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Also, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 26th day of August, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And smokier and the son of a bitch. That Delta variant is so thick you could cut it with a fucking knife again. I mean, it's thick. They've like the plants have been shut down a week. There's a plant like 5 miles down the road. They make textile products by doors and windows. I don't know fuck what they is, but they're shutting businesses down because that's how fucking thick it is. But it's that Delta variant. That's what's causing all these people with respiratory problems to end up in the fucking hospital and on respirators, don't you know? At any rate, stupid. Fucking stupid. 0 + 0 equals fucking zero. Let's go look for some more variants. Yeah, well, if you've been listening anywhere, you know that 12 U.S. Marines have been killed, 3 wounded in Kabul bombing attacks. This is from Daily Wire. Hey, man, this looks like back to Iraq part 2, doesn't it? I mean, goddamn, this couldn't have been scripted. I mean, fucking how... I guess we're not supposed to remember just, you know, fucking a few years back. I mean, when goddamn, we pulled out and we left all an equipped army there who all of a sudden, they just all stepped out and all these experts that never fucking seen the fucking equipment started fucking, you know, using all the high technology and all the shit. And then we had to send the United Nations had to send. They ain't our goddamn troops. They're not fighting for my freedom or my liberty, or they'd be here down on the southern fucking border driving those bastards back. They're fucking mercenaries. That's all in the fuck you guys are, man. You're international fucking mercenaries, and they fucking sell you just like the fucking, Germans sold the goddamn Hessians to the British to fucking come here and kill us back in 1775. Don't you know? That's what you've been reduced to. You guys, we were just talking yesterday about your goddamn arms and legs and all the fucking widows and fucking orphans. Remember? Over the fucking lie? Well, man, now they killed 12 fucking Marines, man. Amazingly, they've gotten hundreds of thousands, I mean, like 100,000 goddamn, Afghanis out there, but they can't get those fucking Americans out. Because they're meant to fucking stay. This is a blatant goddamn, this is like pulling a quarter out of a kid's ear. That's simpleton. I mean, they are doing the exact same thing they did in Iraq. And now some more of you fools who are stupid enough to think you're fucking, I'm defending the country, fighting the United States of America. God bless America, wave my fucking flag. No, it ain't got nothing to do with fucking the people of America. This is a goddamn corporation. You work for a fucking corporation. You're corporate fucking whores. And get on your ass on over there, man. They killed 12 of your fucking buddies over there. Just this goddamn whole notion that there's such incompetence. You know, they didn't pull the equipment out before they pulled the troops out. They didn't pull it. How long have they known about this? Goddamn months. How long have them people been, that are supposedly trapped over there, been able to go to the goddamn airport and just get on a fucking plane? But they just waited till the last fucking minute after the Taliban had taken over Kabul? Really? You think they try to act like this? Oh, this is just the most incompetence. I swear, I've never seen nothing. So I know this is working exactly as planned. I mean, goddamn it, you think that equipment? Oh, fuck. If you can't figure this one out, you're too goddamn stupid to breathe. Anyway, this is from Daily Wire. Four Americans, all U.S. Marines. I mean, that's it. Fucking they killed some Marines. U.S. Marines. No, they're not U.S. Marines. They're United Nations fucking Marines. You do not serve our country. There is no declared war from our Congress that you are fighting. Well, we fight for each other. Well, get your ass over there and get your legs blowed off then. Get your arms blowed off. You go now. You go this fucking time. It's on you. You cannot say that you fucking didn't know that the whole goddamn thing was a fucking lie and bullshit. Just like fucking Vietnam. Just like every fucking other money goddamn war that the industrial war complex has fucking arranged for us all. Every fucking generation has their fucking money war. The Wall Street Journal reported Thursday. The U.S. ambassador in Kabul has told staff there that the four, no, see, I'm reading when I have to update it. 12 U.S. Marines were killed in an explosion at the city's airport and three, and it's up to fucking like six wounded or 12 wounded. It's going up exponentially. A United States official, no, a new United States contractor, I mean, quit calling these motherfuckers officials because they're not. They weren't. A U.S. fucking official with knowledge of the briefing said that's one of their fucking contractors over there that have milked $2.61 trillion. Hey, and they're getting ready to do it again. But the Taliban was down, man, after fucking 20 fucking years. Their guns were wore out. They're fucking, it was getting tough to fight. It's tough to fight a war without having the proper fucking munitions and the proper fucking, the supplies. I mean, and now they got first rate fucking state of the art. The best that your fucking money could buy. As you can't buy a fucking box of bullets off the fucking shelf because they're trying to starve you for it. Because you're the fucking enemy. And this was fucking planned. Here goes another, how many more trillions of dollars? Hey man, you know what? Fuck, how many more of us can go move out on the street so they can buy fucking shit to fucking fight these phony fucking wars? How about we stay out of other people's fucking countries and we tell them to get them the fuck, we get them the fuck out of our country. Because they've come here under an act of fraud. Get the fuck out of our country. Go back to your country where your culture is. Well, then we'll have our country and our culture. You'll have your country and your culture. If you want to do business with us, we'll do business with you straight up and out in the open for everyone to fucking see. And if you do business that fucking hurts American nationals, you can expect that some American national is going to drag your ass in a common law court, fucking take everything you got and have you jailed or hung. But everybody go home. Everybody needs to fucking go home. And we need to close our fucking borders. We need nothing from this goddamn world, and you fucking people know it. California would, when I was young, it would feed the world. There was enough food produced in California to feed the world. Our cars, number one. I mean, you had like the Jaguars and, you know, a few cars, the Mercedes-Benz that could compete. But basically, people wanted fucking American-made goddamn goods because they were the best in the fucking world. They weren't made to fall apart in a month and you buy another one. Well, that damn thing wore out and fucking three fucking times I used it. Son of a bitch, don't work no more. Wonder why. At any rate, man, Wall Street Journal reported, U.S. 12 U.S. Marines were killed in an explosion. Two terror bombings rocked areas just outside the airport on Thursday as throngs of people flocked to the airport seeking evacuation from the largely Taliban-controlled countries. Oh, fuck. Just bullshit. You old propagandists are sorry motherfuckers, I'm telling you right now. Yeah, I mean, the shit, they have no clue. They do not understand us out here one tiny little, that's what's going to destroy them. That's what's going to fucking flip the switch. And when they leave, they expect it, and it's just going to happen. They're going to be fucking going, what in the fuck happened? They're just standing there in the fucking, in the soot of where the fucking fire NATO went across this goddamn country. Where were we figuring wrong? You've been figuring wrong from the beginning, motherfuckers. We are sick of your fucking asses. We're sick of fucking your constant fucking picking our fucking pockets, stealing our fucking resources, denying us due process of the law and taking what belongs to us, giving it to other nations. And, you know, they're pumping them Afghans. I got another article here in a little bit talking about Biden wants to bring 50,000 of them. Just not, these aren't people that, you know, first they start, was our interpreters, people, you know, was helping us. You know, the traitors against their own fucking people. That's what we got. We owe them people. We owe them. Now it's just goddamn every son of a bitch that wants to come here. Here's a whole nother bunch of fucking refugees. And these motherfuckers are dangerous. These people will fucking take and put fucking dynamite around their body and walk up and push a fucking button and kill a whole fucking room full of people. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe these fucking MS-13 gang members weren't as fucking bad as they fucking thought they were supposed to be. They ain't getting the job done. We'll pump some fucking Afghanis in here. Those motherfuckers will fucking blow shit up. They'll fucking shoot people. I'll eat chocolate bar. Let's see here. Airport. The two terror bombings rocked areas just outside the airport on Thursday as throngs of people flocked to the airport seeking evacuation from the largely Taliban-controlled country. Oh, you know, all these years, I mean, I know it's all bullshit. The whole goddamn thing is just... It's not even funny, but it's like, they're like children. They think that, oh man, it was been 3 days. Oh, Georgie, he's done forgot about the last time I fucking asked him what was on his shirt. And when he looked down, I flipped my finger up past his nose. I can get away with it again. That's what they act like. But Taliban controlled. You know what? If it was all like you guys said, you just got your ass kicked by a bunch of fucking goat herders. How about that? And you fucking think you're going to take us on? You must have something else planned. You must have somebody that you ain't going to take us on, you fucking cowardly son of a bitches that fucking run your fucking mouths all the time. You spineless pieces of fucking communist, fascist, fucking slimy, fucking corporate shit. You're not going to take us on, but you're trying to figure out who in the fuck will and who in the fuck would. Because, I mean, it ain't that the fucking our people wouldn't fight. I mean, this was another Vietnam. I mean, they always called Afghanistan fucking Russia's Vietnam. And here we are 20 years down the fucking road. And the people that fucking saw their buddies die there, that had their arms blown off, fighting for the United Nations and against the people of the United States, because the United Nations wants rid of that. They've declared war on our fucking Bill of Rights. That very thing that they, the greatest generation. You can go back to the greatest generation, and they were fighting for freedom and liberty. No, they fucking weren't. They were fighting for the great god Mammon and the great god of Zion. The total number of injuries remains unclear, though early reports indicate over a dozen. No, it was way over a dozen. I mean, the numbers just keep saying, like, fucking 16 more fucking Marines. Now, that's it. Let's go get them now we have a reason to get them in. And hey, you know what? Now we can have a fight. Because now they have guns again. Their guns were fucking... Man, I think their guns were old. They had the same guns they were fighting the goddamn Russians with. And they were fucking... You know, they were holding their own. They just go up in the fucking mountains and stay there and shoot everybody they can until the fucking people just wear down and go away. That's always been their fucking strategy. But man, are they armed now? 600,000 fucking small arms? Wonder why we can't get no goddamn bullets. Wonder why we can't get no loading supplies. Wonder where all that shit was going. We're going to get into that. Taliban controlled. One reporter reported ISIS suicide bomber hit one of the airport's main gates, the Abbey Gate. Another explosion struck the outside of Kabul's Barron Motel, which has been gathering space for Americans waiting to be evacuated from the country. The total number of injuries remains unclear, though early reports indicate over a dozen dead and dozens injured. I mean, there's hundreds of fucking those Afghanis. But, you know, one of the things they said is that we've already got out 100,000 Afghanis. Have you got out any Americans yet? I mean, God damn it, man. I mean, they're pumping them across the southern border. And now they're pumping these fucking maniacs. We'll see what's going to happen here. The attacks took place hours after multiple NATO countries suspended evacuation operations, citing the possibility of a terror attack. You mean they knew it was going to happen? Thousands of people seeking extraction have crowded outside the perimeter of the airport in recent weeks. Taliban checkpoints have blocked most from getting through. According to a source speaking for Fox News, hundreds of now get this, people. I love this. ISIS-K. What the fuck have we had? We've had Al-Qaeda, ISIS, IS. Now we got IS. These are variants, like the Delta variant. I never thought of, you know, this is a variant of Al-Qaeda. This is like the third or fourth variant of Al-Qaeda. Maybe it's reproduces. Maybe if we figure out how they reproduce their the virus. We can figure out how to take care of the COVID virus. This is fucking laughable, man. Where am I? I got to find that again. ISIS-K. I mean, this alphabet's a big motherfucker. Fighters are in the vicinity of the airport. Huh? Go ahead.
Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, kosher.
Man, way to go, man. You figured it out. You cracked that code and nothing flat. And I believe you're exactly correct. ISIS-K. Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, kosher. That makes sense. Fighters are in the vicinity of the airport and attacks are expected to continue for days. ISIS fighters have been reported in the area, triggering security alerts from NATO nations. They're shooting over there still, man. The state, when the planes are taking off, they're shooting at them motherfuckers too. The State Department reported Wednesday that roughly 1,500 Americans are believed to be in Afghanistan. But you've already got fucking 100,000 Afghanis out there. How many fucking, you had fucking, what would each guy have, 10 fucking interpreters, 15, 20 fucking interpreters? This is such fucking bullshit. A fucking bull would fucking be proud to call it his shit. Secretary of State.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, sorry. Hi, it's Katie. I haven't really been following this Afghan thing. I mean, who is the Taliban? Are they like people that just want their country back, or are they really like bad guys that are going to hurt the Afghan people? Who are they?
Well, man, I mean, you got to look at history, Katie. The Taliban are the religious. They were the government of the God. What the hell they call that? United Arab Emirate. Was their government, and Taliban ran it, and they actually had opium production down to like zero. But when the Russians were in Afghanistan, what the hell is that name? The guys they sent all the crew, the shoulder held missiles, the SAM missiles over there. But the bottom line is, the ones that broke off, like these ones that were supposed to be the government fighters that we left the shit for. They were called the Mujahideen, which means holy warriors. But they're all the same fucking people. They're all Afghanis, you know. So what you have there is the people that were, it's their country. They live like a 6th century fucking, lifestyle. And you know, the Mujahideen then became, check this out. So we had the Mujahideen, the holy warriors in Afghanistan that Charlie Wilson, that was his name, yeah, provided with the SAM missiles that could, you know, they cost like $30,000 and take out a $9 million fucking helicopter. That's how they actually broke the Russians, because they couldn't just fucking afford it. And so you had the Mujahideen. But when we came in there, now see, the Mujahideen, they were our buddies. They were our buddies, and so that's where Al-Qaeda comes from. Al-Qaeda was the list. It means, in Arabic, it means the list. And it was the list of the Mujahideen that were our buddies. And again, you look over in, Libya, or, fucking even in Egypt, and who was over there? Al-Qaeda. And they even admitted, they were, in Syria, they were given Al-Qaeda goddamn weapons. Well, they'd been given them weapons. They'd always been, a lot of them paid by the CIA. Hell, Osama bin Laden was fucking paid by the CIA for 30 fucking years. until somebody wanted, you know, they have to keep shit stirred up. If fuck there was peace, man, this is the industrial war complex that Eisenhower warned about. But the Taliban, they're just the goddamn occupants of fucking Afghanistan under the United Arab Emirate, I think is the name of what they call their government. And that's what they operate under Sharia law. They always have. And now, you know, of course, the new, they call them, government forces. We went in and all of a sudden these people were insurgents in their own country. And we placed this fucking so-called government in place and they just did what they did with the fucking Russians. They went along with it. And I gotta get through some of this stuff, Katie, but that's pretty much who they are. Okay. Because I want to get to, there's some really cool stuff here. Okay. The State Department reported Wednesday that roughly 1,500 Americans are believed to be in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said that the department was in contact with about 500 of those and working on evacuating them behind the 100,000 fucking Afghan. And some of these, I mean, these aren't fucking even the interpreters or anything. These are just, well, they want to be refugees. They want refugee status just like the ones coming across the southern border from every place around the goddamn world. Many times more Afghans who worked with the United States military are believed to be in Afghanistan with little hope of evacuating before the August 31st deadline. Estimates indicate at least 150,000 Afghans and their families eligible for visas out of the country. And we've already got 100,000 of them that have already been evacuated out of there. And let's go on with the articles here, then it'll explain more because I got them in order. So we're going to hit some points here. Now let's go to this. Report, Biden administration stockpiled weapons in Afghanistan just months before collapse for the Taliban. For the Taliban with a question mark. This is from Enforcement Today. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Just a day or so after it was reported the United States had abandoned huge stores of unmined lithium. Oh, that's one of them rare earth minerals. I never heard about that, but I guess we abandoned. And that's what the Chinese have. And the only other place, the two places that have the most of it is Afghanistan and China. So you're going to have China come in it. And I mean, they're going to control the fucking, lithium. Vital in the production of rechargeable batteries, which they use in the, solar panels, which the administration has married the U.S. to by 2030. Reuters is now reporting that dispute despite the Biden administration's planned withdrawal from the country. They continued sending significant amounts of military equipment to the country. So evidently they were buying this military equipment with fucking this lithium. And this is why we didn't have no fucking, that's why the ammo disappeared. That's why all the fucking reloading, they were building a goddamn, enough shit to equip an army so that they can kill our fucking, not our people, these UN fucking idiots that go over there and fucking die for, oh, I'm dying for, I can't say mom, or I can't say apple pie because that's politically incorrect and I'd be called a racist. I mean, fucking what a clusterfuck. Just about 1 month ago, the Afghan Minister of Defense posted pictures of social media of seven brand new military helicopters arriving in Kabul, courtesy of the United States. No problem, man. We're trading them for lithium. These are the fucking corporations doing this. Make sure you understand this, people. You go down to buy a goddamn gun because you want a fucking gun and you're American. You have a fucking every right to have that son of a bitch under the second article. Man, they want to look up your ass. They can tell you no for no goddamn reason at all. We just don't think you should have a gun because you're not a communist. And the people that are being sent here, wait, we'll get to that. They'll continue to see a steady drumbeat of the kind of support going forward, said Freckless U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin a few days later in a news briefing. About a month later, those helicopters, along with fighter jets, drones, Humvees, armored personnel carriers, and a whole bunch of weapons are now in the hands of the Taliban. The equipment was abandoned as the former Afghan army and air force fled after the Taliban began to run roughshod over the country. Now, isn't that, is this Afghan part two? Afghanistan, return to Afghanistan part two. I mean, this is exactly, I mean, they got away with what they did in 2000, and you know, in 2008, they got busted fucking, they all should have been shot. The regulators that, you know, allowed the fucking derivatives to be rated AAA, they all should have been shot, and they took the common cold and fucking called it COVID-19, which doesn't exist, it's just the common fucking cold is all you're getting, and they have used that to rape us again. How many trillions have they stole? You ask a question about, well, COVID-19. You can't argue with COVID-19. You're a terrorist. Really? Why would the administration ship firearms, drones, communication gear, etc., to a country they plan to abandon within months? I don't know. Maybe the same reason they did it in fucking goddamn Iraq. The Liberty Loft reports that even as the Taliban advanced across to Afghanistan, the shipments continued. This week, the Taliban bragged about the military equipment they had secured, posting pictures of it on social media. And you go on, Laura, show me the pictures, man. I mean, just fucking go look and see what you got, man. They got the baddest of the bad. Why, we can't even buy a box of fucking shells. Reuters said, one administration official said, the current intelligence assessment was that the Taliban was believed to control more than 2,000 armored vehicles, including U.S. Humvees, and up to 40 aircraft, potentially including UH-60 Blackhawks, scout attack helicopters, and Scan Eagle military drones. While it isn't believed the Taliban has the capability to use the more high-tech equipment such as the Blackhawks, they are apparently able to obtain biometric equipment that identifies the Afghanis who can do so. Oh, that's how you're going to explain. No, the United States fucking trained them, and they trained them for this very fucking purpose. Yeah, to act like anybody's arms being twisted, and this is fucking bullshit. Being the will. Who can do so? Equipment that identifies the Afghans who can do so, with chances being they will use their families as ransom to gain their cooperation. They're going to make them cooperate by threatening their families. You betcha. Just like in Iraq, as soon as the Americans left, not the Americans, the fucking UN. As soon as the slimy fucking UN left, they walked into the goddamn barracks, threw off their fucking khakis, threw on their black clothes, went and got back in the goddamn equipment they were trained by the United States on your fucking dollar to fucking operate, and they went to work. And they went to work killing fucking Americans. Well, they're Americans, I guess that's their nationality, but they're fucking traitors because they're fucking serving the United Nations that is hell-bent on the destruction of our country and the removal of our fucking rights and liberties. Reuters said that administration is very concerned about the equipment the Taliban has seized and has contemplated airstrikes. However, no such plan has yet been developed, and you know why? Because if they start going in there and start to go to destroy that equipment, I guess Russia and China's already fucking over there. They got their embassies and they're buddied up with them. And the Afghans just got they've got about 40 planes that we fucking gave them. But then they got Russian bear and the goddamn Chinese fucking Mongols fucking ready to, you know, they plenty of air cover. They got an air force now. We equipped an army to kill our own fucking people. I mean, they're not our people because they're traitors, and some of them don't. I don't know. If you don't understand this by now, you're a fucking retard. How about that? Hey, tard. You know, on that goddamn Red Dawn. Hey, tard. Well, you're a bunch of fucking tards is what you are. You go over there into this fucking shit voluntarily. They caught some of our guys. Ow, that fucking hurt. There went an arm. There went a leg. There's some more widows and orphans, you fucking fools. Your God, you should be here fighting like fucking devils on the goddamn southern border, stopping the invasion of this god into this goddamn country. You fucking traitors. One might think that such a plan would have been carried out to scuttle the equipment prior to it being seized. No, we wouldn't do that if they were arming the guys. Like I said, the Taliban, that just shit was 20 years old, and it was old that before that. Look at the old fucking weapons they were using. Now they're all walking 600,000 just fucking rifles and pistols. Now 600,000 of them, you figure that each fucking one of those, I mean, to be effective, you would want a minimum of fucking 4,000 or 5,000 rounds a piece for them to come with the gun so that it could keep you, so you could use the son of a bitch. Wonder where all our ammo went, guys. And now they fucking boycotted Russia, so you can't even get the goddamn NATO ammo out of fucking Russia. The idea always was, you know, own a NATO weapon because, man, there'll always be goddamn ammunition available for it. Well, not if they're all in it together now, huh? And guess who the goddamn enemy is? It's us. It's we the people who own this goddamn country. It's us. We the people who are the authority in this goddamn country. We are the fucking government of this country. Our judicial authority is fucking supreme, superior, and absolute. And this is for the takedown of the United States of a fucking America and the goddamn, I mean, the industrial war. They're just piling goddamn gold, people. Why we live like goddamn animals, and they're telling us, well, you're going to starve. There ain't going to be enough food. We got hurricanes. And just everything's just going wrong. When's the last time you turned on the news? I mean, sometimes they'll have a puppy dog on there or some kind of fucking shit. But, I mean, here's some really fucking, like, positive things coming out of the fucking news. It's not even news. It's a goddamn propaganda fucking production. Plain and simple. It is the Ministry of Truth from 1984. Plain and simple. One might think such a plan would have been carried out to scuttle the equipment prior to it being seized. You think? Some reports indicate some aircraft have been relocated out of the country. I wonder if they're being... I'm just going to throw it out there. I wonder if it'd be in Syria. Think some of it might be over in Syria by now? We'll be right back. Maybe. Let's see what the hell's going on here.
It's like a road that you travel on. When there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a
thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Run cold, fight until you
die or drop a fork.
My God, it's hard to stop.
To lose your mind, stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn curve pass by.
How many of them can we make die?
Shield and use your head.
Fight till everyone is dead.
Raise the flag up to the sky.
How many of them can we make die?
To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight bear and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry.
How many of them can we make die?
Axes flash, broadswords swing, shining armors piercing a ring.
Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield.
Midnight bear.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time. And that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrith. And how many of them can we make die? I mean, well, I'll tell you what. It depends. It depends on if we stop fucking polishing them guns and start fucking using them, motherfuckers. You keep polishing them, you ain't gonna kill nobody. You start using them, you can start getting rid of these fucking criminals that are in violation of the supreme superior law of your land, that are trying to usurp your fucking authority and take you over and subjugate you. But if you keep polishing, it ain't good. They polish that motherfucker. You can tell them I got 50,000 rounds of ammunition. Look at my guy. I got a $3,000 fucking AR-15 with all the fucking attachments you can fucking think of. And that motherfucker will glow. You can see yourself in the son of a bitch. But it ain't worthless. It's worthless. That's why it really kills me when they talk about guns doing the kill. No, you got to have somebody to fucking pull the trigger. The main fucking operating fucking system is the fucking person holding the goddamn gun, if they can pull the fucking trigger or not. And we're looking at this Biden administration stockpile of weapons in Afghanistan just months before it collapsed, and they've known about this withdrawal for how long? One other concern is that despite the administration's downplaying the Taliban getting the technology, advanced equipment due to their inexperience in utilizing it, China and Russia, which do have experience, have both made friendly overtures to the terrorists. See, they're trying to explain away because yesterday we were all over it, saying, no, the son of a bitches that we run in that shit were the ones trained by the Americans, because the Americans trained them for this exact fucking purpose. This isn't a clusterfuck. This is what's going on over there in Kabul is not it's not incompetence. It's strategically fucking planned. And it's planned by people that you ain't seeing on TV, like that dead-headed fucking guy playing the general and the other goofy motherfucker. You know, that's the spokesman coming out and telling you fucking bullshit. And it just, oh, goddamn, there were some explosions this morning. It was ISIS-K. God almighty, what will you fucking people believe? I don't think nobody believes it. I don't think nobody believes any of this shit. But I can sure as hell tell you that 600,000 guns will put a fucking dent in your goddamn ammo fucking supply in a country if you have to produce. And they were producing it as fast as they could to get as much of it over there as quick as they could. And now those United Nations fucking troops wearing fucking the Masonic fucking red, white, and blue battle flag on their arm, that you get to go over there and face your own fucking... And then I guarantee you they built the best fucking bullets for them bastards. And like I said, how many thousand does it take to make a fucking one gun viable? I mean, we talk about having at least a couple thousand rounds so, you know, it has an effect. A gun ain't worth shit without bullets. And that's what they know. So not only did they get to starve us for bullets, but they got to arm another fucking enemy so they can continue the unendless fucking war on the ism. And then what's going to happen here with this Russians and these fucking Chinese is going to be just like Syria. You're not, they're talking about, we got, you know, the Air Force, but so does fucking China and so does fucking Russia. You're not going to fucking attack them with planes. It's going to be a conventional war because it kills more people and we make way more money on it. And we're starving the American people for the fucking ammunition and the fucking weaponry they need to fucking to hold their fucking country and run the goddamn. And we're pumping the goddamn invaders in. Man, I just think of Hitler or goddamn Stalin, any son of a bitch and tyrant through history. If they could have just had their guys just walk past the fucking border lines, walk right into the country and get to the heart of the fucking country and set themselves up and have the people there house them and feed them until they were ready to fucking shoot them, man, what a fucking deal that would be, huh? I think that the people that back in them days weren't that goddamn stupid. But we're watching it fucking happen, people. But, well, let's keep going. Neither China nor Russia have closed their embassies in Afghanistan, an indication that they wish to engage with the Taliban. Both of those countries, which possess similar technology to the United States, could provide the training necessary to the terrorist groups. Bull fucking shit. They've already been trained. They were trained on your fucking dollar, on the American people's wealth. That fucking, they were armed and trained. And those son of a bitches that were trained on them by Americans are already flying them. They don't got to get trained. And they'll say, yeah, I guess Charlie, who was here. I mean, he was, you know, they talked about the interpreters turning their guns on the fucking and shoot a bunch of those fucking idiots that went over there. And they're going to say, yeah, we did train Charlie. You caught us. You got one, you know, you shot one down and goddamn, there's Charlie. We trained Charlie. Oh, but they were threatening Charlie's family. Don't you see? And yesterday we were talking about here in the United States, these motherfuckers who are fucking with us. Man, would they be, I mean, what if their families were in fucking under a threat by a fucking far superior fucking force? Think about it. I mean, all these fucking tactics and stuff they throw right in your goddamn face to try to lie to you, because all this is about is fucking money and control. You watch what I tell you because of the fucking tracemen or the minerals that only China and Afghanistan have, they will end up fucking just like fucking Syria. China and Russia protecting them from the sky, and we equip the fucking, they'll say, oh, it's ISIS and the Al-Qaeda. And Al-Qaeda, again, it was the Mujahideen, who is, Al-Qaeda just means the list of our buddies. And we have used them, and we have, when they armed them in Syria, they said, it was right in the goddamn articles, America's arming Al-Qaeda. We have to fight these goddamn, the government of Sadat. It's been a while with Syria, but the goal is to get the fucking resources. And these backward fucking people in Afghanistan, they're sitting on a fucking goddamn fortune. Just like everybody else, man. It's just like Yemen. They were talking today about, they were showing their little fucking, video pieces of where the bombs went off and everything. And this one lady up there, this one fucking communist whore bitch on Fox News was up there talking about, and they're killing little children. They killed little children, she says. And she looks again, she said, they killed little children. Well, how many did you kill today, Biden? How many did the drones, how many little children did the drones kill in Yemen? How many did the fucking drones, how many did your buddies, the fucking Israelis, your fucking butt buddies, how many did they kill in fucking Syria today? How many little children have we seen fucking dead on the Gaza Strip? How many have we seen with fucking phosphorus, which was supposed to be, illegal under international law. There's only one fucking law left on this goddamn planet. It is that Bill of Rights, and by God, if we don't enforce it, there'll be none. And they will achieve their fucking goal with a handful fucking whipping the fucking billions of people. Having people kill each other for them. Because these gutless motherfuckers they couldn't swat a mosquito. The whole process of the continuing to supply military-grade equipment to Afghanistan, even as the Taliban was rapidly gaining a foothold, is bizarre. No, it's not bizarre. And it isn't a goddamn accident. It ain't incompetence. This is fucking a well-oiled fucking machine fucking doing as it was planned, if carrying out its agenda. It is almost as if it were purposely done. No! I refuse to believe it. What, the United States of America, George Washington, fucking John Adams, man, founding fathers, freedom and liberty and all that stuff. And no, they would never, not purposely, no. In Iraq, it wasn't purposely either. Back to Iraq part two. The U.S. moved its military assets from the country before evacuating civilians and basically gave up two airfields, which could have assisted in the evacuation. Evacuation, my hell, my ass. They're bringing more fuckers here to kill us. That's what they're fucking doing. Make sure you understand that. Because they're not there. Well, we got to hurry so we can get more in here. There was no plan put forth to evacuate anyone. So it was either deliberate or a screw-up of epic proportions. It wasn't no fucking screw-up. This is fucking going exactly as goddamn planned. Report, Biden plans to bring 50,000 Afghans to United States without visas. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Boy, we need some more goddamn refugees. We're just rolling in the fucking dough here. I mean, everybody here is just laying around getting fat because they just got so goddamn much. You ain't visited the jungle lately, have you, motherfuckers? And here in the jungle, we're just a little bit pissed about you, what you're handing over to these fucking military complex motherfuckers. According to three officials who spoke to Bloomberg News, Biden will use the little-known humanitarian parole tool to bring roughly 50,000 Afghans to the United States. The plan is a last-minute effort to bring as many Afghans to the United States as possible, as this group does not have special immigrant visas, SIV, so they're not talking about that's how they always do it. I mean, like with the COVID lie motherfucking thing. You all, no American can be made to take a vaccine. It has to be voluntary, don't you know? And then pretty soon it ain't voluntary. It's a mandate. We're mandating without authority. And we got to get these people special immigrant visas. If you were an interpreter, you would already have that, wouldn't you? But hey, wait a minute. That ain't who we're after. Instead, Afghans of humanitarian parole will arrive in the United States without having first secured visas and completing their immigration process. After having humanitarian parole for a year or so, the thousands of Afghanians would be able to adjust their status. Many are likely to take advantage of the temporary protected status to remain in the United States. No. No. And these motherfuckers are going to be shooting at you, blowing your ass up. And fucking just sit there on your ass and polish that goddamn gun. The massive expansion of the Biden administration's operation that is a fact, fast-tracking Afghans into the United States interior, comes after a group of Senate Democrats, as well as Senators Bill Cassidy, Republican, Louisiana, and Lisa Murkowski, Republican, Arkansas. Oh, I thought them guys hated it. No, they're just... But aren't the Republicans going to save us from this Democratic debacle? This clusterfuck that was just an accident because a senile old man is really running things? Bullshit. Begged Biden to resettle more Afghans. We strongly urge you to create a humanitarian parole category specifically for women leaders, activists, human rights defenders, judges, parliamentarians, judges. You're gonna have these 400 fucking judges in your goddamn admiralty courts, parliamentarians, journalists, and members of the female tactical platoon of the Afghan Special Security Forces. The senators wrote. Now, who are we talking about here? Now, when they went over there, what were they exactly doing? They were trying to turn those fucking Afghan men into Afghan women. This is their communists. You see, this is the communism that they thought they could introduce into Afghanistan, which everybody knew was an impossibility. Those fucking men are men. I mean, they might be psychotic, they might be fucking backward, but they're fucking men, and they will fight. They won't quit. They never have quit. There's been many an empire tried to take Afghanistan and left with their tail between their legs and broke. And now we're talking about the lithium, though. Man, I'm telling you, there's money in there to be made. And whoever ends up in control of fucking Afghanistan when all this shit is said and done and all, $2 or $3 more trillion are spent there, it won't be the Afghan fucking people. It will not be the Afghan fucking people. They will be killing one another. They're tribal fucking people, and the ones that'll be in control are the fucking industry from fucking China and fucking Russia, who will be there getting the lithium No, it's not batteries. I'm talking about the solar panels. They are batteries for the solar panels is what it is, but batteries for the solar panels, while Russia can come over here and start strip mining to get our goddamn uranium to trade to the Chinese for back and forth. I mean, they're going to take over the whole goddamn industry. And I mean, come on, people. They're trying to fucking destroy your country and make enslave whatever they let live. If there's any of you that get to live, because anybody who has been exposed to any freedom, they're not going to let fucking live. Anybody who has fucking tasted fucking freedom, even knows what fucking freedom is, you're not going to be a part of that 500 million, I can fucking promise you. Those who have fucking licked boots and proved themselves to be the stupidest of the stupid that have risen to the top and are the dead wood at the top of the fucking tree, those are the people they're going to want. At any rate, that's who's going to be in control of all that fucking wealth and all that fucking power. And just like Syria, you don't hear much about Syria right now. I know that the Israelis they bombed the hell out of fucking Syria the other day. Bombed the fucking hell out of it. How many Saudis, I can't even tell you. But they bombed the hell out of goddamn Syria the other day. With those Iranian proxies, God, I mean, these are lawyers. They lie for a fucking living, man. But it's come to the point that the fucking lie has gotten so much like a spider web with the fucking, that they can't connect two points together anymore without it shining out as the lie it is. But wait a minute, over here you said this and over here you said that. It's like the COVID bullshit. Don't wear a mask. Do wear a mask. Wear two masks. Well, masks, you got people coming up in the goddamn, I mean, expert tell you that if you can smell smoke through that goddamn mask, it ain't stopping no goddamn virus, if a virus even existed, which it does not. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's never been isolated. Neither has the immunity. It just doesn't fucking exist. And they've told you that their so-called vaccine is not a fucking vaccine. It's fucking platelets made to go in and fucking change your fucking DNA, change who you are, and finally fucking shut your goddamn organs down and kill you. Wake up! Quit polishing that fucking gun. Pay attention. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it gives you some kind of feeling of security just to hold the son of a bitch. But I promise you, that gun, if you go put it down and go, sick him, attack him. You'd be better off with the dog. The dog might get one or two bites on him before he gets shot. But you sick him. Get him, gun. Get him, gun. I don't have the nerve. You get him, gun. And at the same time, they're telling you that the guns are the problem. Guns are a problem in this guy. Yeah, they're a problem. They're a problem to the fucking takeover of this country because there are 40 million people. There are 40 million motherfuckers. When they bust loose, there ain't going to be no goddamn doubt of the Americans that there's not going to be a doubt that there was a jungle that they never looked into, that they have been ignoring. Because if they didn't ignore it, if it was fucking on the front page news, people would be shitting themselves. They wouldn't dare put a fucking mask on and risk pissing us off because of our numbers and because of our fucking armament. And you know, there was one a comment I put up about, and one of our guys, one of our better people on our site, I can't think of which one it was, but had said, you know, it was talking about getting a religious exemption for the troops, you know. There's the United Nations troops that aren't our troops. But these fucking, there's a lot of these people that figured it out. They weren't going to take the vaccine to start with. And man, I tell you, we're going to need some of these people. And some of these people know what's fucking going on. And the ones that don't, that are anti-vaccine and understand that they're trying to kill them, wouldn't be, I wouldn't mind having a few fucking pilots, would you? And a few fucking planes, a few hundred planes, a few thousand planes. When this shit breaks loose, because we got the people. We have the largest army on planet fucking Earth. But we need these people to fly fucking planes. When Russia ain't going to come give us none, and nobody, you know, the people that are trained, they'll be marked for execution right off the fucking bat, I can bet. But a lot of these people, when they give the order to kill an American, I mean, there has been one American killed that I know of, maybe a couple, in another country where American has killed American. But when they start ordering Americans to go out and fucking, either give them a shot or kill them or take them into fucking custody, and the people start shooting it out, they're not going to want to shoot their own fucking people. They're not going to want to do it. They're going to, some of them, when they get that order, they're going to pull that pistol out and they're going to put it at the head of the son of a bitch that gave them that unlawful order, and they're going to pull the trigger. And then they're going to come over and fucking get behind our lines and fucking fight. We need our technology. It belongs to us. Those fucking F-16s, those new F-32s, whatever the fuck they are, they belong to us too. The howitzers, every fuck, all this armament over there in Afghanistan belongs to us. Duh. Now you guys that are thinking about going over there, hey, they killed 12 Marines. What are you, a fucking monkey? What the hell was that guy saying? Tard or whatever the fuck it is, man. Retard. You're retards, all right. Think about it. You're going to go over there, and the bullets that they've been depriving the people that would fucking assure your fucking freedom, liberty, and die at your side to fucking enforce the supreme superior law of we the people, which is peace. I mean, that's the only way you can have peace is with honest justice. The people who are willing to fucking die of it, they've been starving them of ammo and fucking goddamn weaponry to give to these motherfuckers over there in Afghanistan, and then they're going to send your stupid ass to the United Nations, because you're not a legitimate fucking army. There's not a legitimate Congress for you to even be accountable to. This is a fucking corporation. And you're corporate goddamn mercenaries. That's all in the fuck you are. A corporate mercenary. You want to, and I tell you what, you go on over there. Now, yesterday I said, you know, I can actually call them victims because maybe they were that stupid. But now once they've witnessed that Afghanistan was nothing happened there except death And a lot of fucking money was fucking made. And those people, they're sitting there with no arms, no legs. What the hell did I do this for? Look what I did to my, oh my God. And they're worried about them. They got hotlines for these people to call. Now you son of a bitches go over there and face that fucking $90 billion worth of fucking artillery, fucking transports, fucking guns, and explosives, and you go over there and you fucking face them because 12 fucking Marines that aren't our fucking Marines, they're United Nations motherfucking Marines. We'll attack. They killed a Marine. Well, the Marine was a goddamn traitor to his people. He wasn't fighting for my freedom. He wasn't fighting for my liberty. If he was, he'd be down on that fucking southern border, wouldn't he? Where are we being invaded at? Or he'd be stopping this goddamn invasion by these goddamn Afghanistans. They're flying him in here. 5,000, I mean, what do you say? 5,000 or 10,000, whatever it was. And they want more. Every motherfucker, they get enough of them in here, people. Right now you got a fight on your hands. Make no fucking mistake. In the beginning, 10 years ago when I started this program, it would have been a whole hell of a lot easier. I mean, that wasn't even a contest. But you've sat here for 10 fucking years while we've been screaming on this goddamn broadcast, telling you exactly what these motherfuckers are doing. 50,000 Afghans, that's what they're bringing in. And telling you how they would do it. The apparatus, and then then there was Trump. No, Trump, because he's one of us, and we're conservatives, and conservatives are for small government. But Trump, he was saying he's going to build a bigger America, a bigger fucking government, a bigger fucking army. And we've been threatened by China. You know, China's threatening us. We got them. They're building up their military. We have to fucking, we spend more than the top 10 fucking other fucking countries, the first world countries in this world, all put together. But we need more fucking money. Why? Well, goddamn, we can't. There's 28 trillion we can't find. It come up missing. Somebody put it on fucking pallets and $100 bills and dropped it from the fucking sky somewhere. We don't know where it's at. And you live like goddamn animals. And they're telling you you're going to have to live with less. And let these fucking these communists come up and they promise you the goddamn world. But I'll tell you what, they'll tell you, oh yeah, guaranteed income every month, but you will come in and you will fucking let us take your blood. You will do it. We will control you absolutely. You will be, that's what communism is working for the fucking government, ain't it? And being your fucking life being determined by a fucking committee. Somebody deciding what cog you're going to be in the machine for your whole life. You are going to be a floor sweeper. Hey, man, I was kind of thinking I might want to be an artist. I might want to be a mechanic. I might want to be... No. You will do as you are fucking told. See, we got what nobody else has. We have the fucking Bill of Rights. We can be at liberty. We can do as we goddamn well please. We can be happy. That's why they hate it. That procedural due process has to fucking go. And if we don't fight to stop it, we deserve whatever we fucking get. Now quit polishing your fucking guns. Use your goddamn brains and start hitting back with these motherfuckers. If you got the balls to do it. Anyway, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just look at this shit. I mean, I don't have to sit here and explain it to you anymore. God damn, if you can't read this and say, Jesus Christ, this is fucking bullshit. Just plain ass fucking lying ass bullshit by a fucking corporate elite that wants to control the fucking world and make me a one world fucking subject slave to a fucking one world communist system ran at the top by the oligarchs and the fucking crown heads of Europe. Right back where we fucking started from. Serfs. Upon our own land. It was Jefferson that said that we would wake up fucking homeless on our own land. It's already here. Go look on the goddamn freeway overpasses. Why at the same time they're fucking sending $90 billion worth of fucking arsenal over to the fucking goddamn... They're Taliban. There ain't no goddamn body worse than them Talibans. And then we got to, nobody worse than them. Al-Qaeda's. You ends up fucking using them fucking weapons to kill you. Don't call yourself United States soldiers, motherfuckers, because you're not. You are not operating under the fucking original Constitution even. Let alone the Bill of Rights. You are in gross violation of the Bill of Rights. You're operating under unlawful authority. You are refusing, you are accepting and fucking, you are fucking carrying out unlawful orders that are a detriment to your people and to our freedom. You're fucking traitors. And that's the word from the trenches.